Blog Talk Radio.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around, and He placed His love on me, and I will trust Him, yeah.
Tonight. Well, have you been feeling of having any of these thoughts? I'm going to go over some feelings and quotes. And have you been feeling that way lately? Tonight, I'm pretty tired. I worked at the elections all day, and it was a slow day because it was only a runoff. And thought today would never end. You know, you don't like to push the time, but it was such a long day. We only had 23 people to show up at the polls today at the location where I was. And I am pretty exhausted from longevity, long day. So just pray that for my strength, and also to be able to get through this half an hour, which is always a blessing each day, each Tuesday, but I must say I am very tired. But have you felt like this recently, or even feeling like this today? Some of these quotes like, "It bothers me when people tell me how strong I am, and I'm just trying to make it through the day, not prove anything." Sometimes, yes, we are considered as the strong one in the family. And sometimes we get weak and weary. And sometimes we don't want to be the strong one. We just want someone to love on us and not tell us how strong we are. But to say something nice other than "you are strong." And here's another one. And this is something that you might be feeling as far as the loss of your spouse. "It's hard seeing couples together. I remember when my husband and I used to spend time together. Yes, I wish I had my husband here right tonight. When I finish this show, I could just fold in his arms. But life is not always the way that we want it. And God promised us that he will never leave us, forsake us, but he also promised us that we will have trials and tribulation as well. Here's another one. It is still difficult to go out with other couples when it's my sister or her husband, or my girlfriend and her husband. There's always an odd number. Well, I dealt with that for such a long time. Well, I was left with two babies, and we would go on spring break together with a group of my friends and their family and husbands. And that was always a difficult thing for me because I felt like I was the odd couple with my children because everybody had their husband, and I was the only one that didn't. But I still went every spring break. The kids and I had fun, but still I was the odd couple. Here's another one. It's been over a year, and people expect that I should just be over him, but I still have moments when I cry. It's been 24 years for me, 25 years, I'm sorry. And tonight is one of those nights where I'm tired and I wish I had somebody here just to rub my feet. I just massage my shoulder. And at times, it's not tearing up because I'm actually sad. It's just that I just need that other presence in my home. Here's another one. I wonder sometimes if I ever feel good on the inside again. Well, yes, we do. We will feel better because God's going to make sure that we do feel better. He's going to bring friends, family, and resources to help us to get through each and every day. And we must trust and believe that he will do just that. And here's another one. Oh, I miss him so much. Yeah, I don't miss him as much as I used to because it's been a long time. But I think about it sometimes, and like I say, once again I say, I wish he was here to rub my feet and give me a shoulder massage. Here is another one. Sometimes I just don't want to be alone, especially at night. Well, this is one of those nights I really don't want to be alone. I wish I did have someone here to sleep next to. So all of these quotes are things I'm sure that we have felt, still feeling, and may have felt one of those things today. But all I can tell you is trust in God. Ask him for that hug and kisses that you need right now. Help him to show you some sort of comfort that makes you feel better, that he's in your presence. And he will do just that. He will find ways to do just that. And we just got to believe and trust in him, because he'll get us through these different feelings that we have been feeling. And I want to go over something that I read today. And it says, seeking to know God. In today's culture, people are typically unaware of the daily urgency of living for God. It is imperative to choose to live for Christ today because you don't know if you will be given another chance to decide. Yes, we don't know. We don't know if we're going to have another chance because how people are being taken away from families and life is short. You do not know what the future holds. The only certainty is that those who surrender their lives to Christ will be given the gift and the hope of a glorious eternal life with him. Don't we all want to have eternal life with Jesus? Well, Jesus said, I'll tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him, me has eternal life will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. And that's meaning there's death and there's eternal life. If you have already made the decision to commit your life to Christ, where are you in that commitment? Do not be content with a shallow faith and basic Bible biblical knowledge. Search the scripture. Pray powerfully. And we must pray that way now because of so many things are happening. We must continue to pray for our children, our family, and friends because it's awful out there. But you know what? We know that God will protect us. And listen carefully to what God is longing to teach you. And let me read the scripture from Proverbs 1:20 through 23. Wisdom calls aloud in the street. She rises her voice in the public squares. At the head of noisy streets, she cries out. In the gateway of the city, she makes her speech. How long will you simply ones love you? Simply with your simple ways. How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? If you had to respond to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. That is coming from Proverbs 1:20 through 23. And tonight, talking about loneliness again. Yes, we all get to that point in our life of being lonely. Lonely for company, lonely for someone to talk to. And it does sound sometimes being lonely just for, you know, not having your husband near you. Just being lonely, period. People are not calling you and saying hello. Are you there alone? You're not going out and you're not doing things, so you feel alone. You don't have to be alone to feel lonely. It is all about how you are connecting with those around you. Perhaps you are in a place in your life where you feel no one understands you and no one cares. But people do. They really do. This time in your life probably won't last long. You will make connection and the loneliness will pass. But until it does, remember that God has promised to always be there for you, to listen, to comfort you, to encourage you. He does all of these things. He is close to you as your prayers. It isn't God's will for you to feel lonely, alone. He has gone to great length to include you in his family and surround you with spiritual brothers and sisters. Open your heart and let God help you make some connection with these people. You will find that Christian fellowship goes deeper than any relationship you have. God wants to send you your loneliness. Guess what? God wants your loneliness. Send your loneliness packing. Don't you want God to send it packing because you don't want to feel this way? Let him set you squarely with his spiritual family. How are you feeling like at this very moment? If you are feeling lonely, including myself, I want you to tell loneliness to pack up and get up out of here. Get up out of your being. Get up out of your surrounding because you do not need that. We do not need loneliness. We need God. We need joy. We need peace, and we need happiness. And it doesn't always have to come with a person in your presence. You can enjoy yourself sometime yourself, things that you do. Go out. Go shopping. Go have lunch with a friend, do something like that. There's so many ways that you can have that happiness in your life. It doesn't always, and then it doesn't always have to be a person with you. And some of us enjoy shopping where it takes our mind and stuff off of things. You know, I love movies. And I also love watching a good movie here at home. It's sitting there eating my favorite dish and watching a good movie. That takes my mind off of things. It gets my mind away from the world, more worldly things, and get me in tune with something that I'm enjoying, and something that I enjoy eating and watching. And there's good movies out there that you can do just that. So don't think that you have to stay in that feeling, in that mess that takes away the joy, the love, and the peace in your life. Find ways to keep that away. And let me find, there was something else I wanted to talk about tonight as well. And while I'm looking for it, have you been watching the Democratic Convention? It's really on right now. And I had to record it because I really want to watch it because it was wonderful last night. Did y'all hear Michelle Obama? She was awesome last night. Awesome. She said so many good things, and she said some things about people and never had to even mention her anyone's name. You knew who she was talking about, but she just put it together so well. I just enjoyed her speech. Well, Bill Clinton's supposed to be speaking tonight. He's probably doing it now at 10 o'clock. And this is one night I didn't want to be on the air because I wanted to watch Bill Clinton. And I didn't want to have to record it and watch it later. But it's good talking to you. It's good talking to you, Florence, out there. Good talking to you, Miss Mandy, out there. And I don't recognize other numbers, but you too, I'm so glad you're on the air. And I hope that you're enjoying what I'm saying. If you feel this way, get out of that mood. Tomorrow, find something that you're really different. Not the same old thing. Do something different. Do something different that you enjoy. Do something different will make you happy. So do just that. Take away those feelings away if you are feeling. And like I say, I'm not sad. It's just that when you're tired, you wouldn't mind having somebody rub your feet or massage your shoulder just to get more relaxed. That's all. So don't think that I'm depressed tonight. I'm just tired from a long day working at the election. And I just need that little bit of extra TLC, if you know what I mean. But life, what is life all about? The way you should tell us to live it, always right, is always right. Help me to understand it so I can live to the fullest. That's coming from Psalms 119. It's in the 144th verse. God has given us guidance to live by principle laid out in amazing details in the Bible. Some says he rules. His rules are simple, designed to reinforce his ego. That's the same way lies the devil told Eve when he tempted her to disobey God in the Garden of Eden. He's just trying to keep you from having something good. Yeah, that's the devil is always trying to take away the joy. Like any good parents, God has given us rules to ensure our safety and our success, and our peace and our love. Living His way is always for the best. I would like to, Miss Mandy, I hope you don't mind doing this. I'm going to click you in the air. Tell me how you're feeling right now. Miss Mandy?
Yes, Mary?
Tell me how you're feeling right now.
Right now, I'm feeling real good. I was feeling really down in the dumps, but right now, thank God and thank for this radio station with all this information you're giving me, it just perked me right up, and I thank God for it. And I am enjoying the show, and just keep me lifted up in prayer.
Yes, we got to keep each other lifted in prayer.
Amen, amen.
So sometimes we need each other to pick ourselves back up.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And we go through these emotions, so it's human. It's human that we feel this way.
Thank you.
So
you sure put me up.
Put another lady on the spot. I've never done it before, but I'm going to do it right now, Miss Manny. Help me out and help her out.
Okay, all right.
Florence, you're on the air. Tell us how you tell Miss Mandy and me how you feel right now. Come on, you got to speak to us.
Hello.
Hi, Florence.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great.
Right now, I am tired.
I am tired.
I am tired, hungry, and disgusted.
Well, I know you got something there you can eat.
I have something to eat. I'll eat it later because if I eat before I come on this show, I would go to sleep. So that's why I haven't eaten yet. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I have a habit
so good,
when I eat something. When I eat something, then I go to sleep. Yes, but I don't know. I had a long day.
So I guess all of us are feeling the same way.
Yes, I had a long day.
Yes, I had a long day.
Yeah, it's been a long day, too.
It's so good to hear your voice. It's been a long time, but I love you, and I'm glad to hear from you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yes.
That's right, on the cruise.
Yes, that's right.
We're going to have some fun on
the
cruise.
Oh, can't wait for that cruise.
We're going to have a whole lot of fun on the cruise.
I am ready.
Yeah, I am ready too.
Looking forward to seeing you. Mary, just keep us going. She's doing some great job.
Yes.
Love.
I'm
going to
read.
Thanks,
Mary. I'm going to read something to the two of you.
Okay.
And I want you to. But Joel Osteen said, "These feelings are only temporary. That our feelings are only temporary in this life."
Amen.
It's temporary. It's not forever. It's only temporary.
Yes.
Today, the verse that he put together with this paragraph that he said, "For our life and monetary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." So it's more or less saying that God has something better and outweighs all of those things that we might be feeling. And that, let me see what else he says too. We need to stand strong on his faith during times of adversity. We should seek and go through these scriptures that encourages us to help us to get through these moments when we are down.
Yes, Lord.
We need to confess and trust and let God know that we trust him and we love him. And in time, we're going to pass this test. It's going to pass us by.
Oh, yes.
And we're not going to even remember how we felt today, so we're going to feel so good tomorrow or the next day.
Amen.
Believing and trusting him that it's only temporary. This is a temporary feeling. And we're going to claim that tomorrow. We're going to claim victory in tomorrow.
Victory is
right now, and then I'm going to end the show.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Father. We just thank you. We just praise
you.
Lord. We lift you up, and we magnify your holy name.
We thank
you for being there for us when we have those feelings, and when we are down, when we're weak, we're tired, and we just need a little hug, someone to massage our feet, or even to rub our shoulders.
Yes,
we know that you will give us, you will fill us with your presence to let us know that everything is going to be all right. And tomorrow, it's only temporary. And tomorrow, we're going to feel in a different way. We just ask you to be with us each and every day. Strengthen us.
Be with us, Lord. Be with us.
That you would. That you will never leave us or forsake us.
Yes,
and
we're
going to believe
Lord.
On that. And knowing that this too shall pass.
This too will pass.
This too shall pass.
Yes, yes.
And we just love you and we adore you. And
love
we just
you.
Ask keep on being there for us and keeping us strong in your word. And we will continue to bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I want to thank you, Lord, for letting me have a family reunion with my family that I haven't seen in a while. And it was such a blessing. Thank you. And continue to keep us in your prayers, Mary.
Wonderful. I'm glad that you had a great time and you're back home
yes.
safe.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Yes, that was nice.
Yes. Well, we're going to go ahead and end this show tonight. And hopefully that, well, we know that next week we're going to be like an energized bunny.
Oh, yes.
We're filled with the Holy Spirit. The presence of God. Yes. We're going to be smiling. We're going to have joy and happiness in our hearts. And we know that these things are only temporary.
Yes, Lord.
God
yes,
is.
Lord. Amen.
Well, that is it for tonight. And go, all three of you, go get some rest. And
amen.
Just watch the Democratic Convention. That'll give you a smile on your face.
Right.
Oh,
right. It was good last
yeah.
night.
Yes.
And yes,
so
I hear
go
you.
Go ahead and finish watch it. And I hope that Bill Clinton is not on yet, that we all will be able to get to see him.
Yes, he is on.
Okay.
Yes, Lord.
He came on at about 10:05.
Oh, he's spoken already?
He is, yes, he is on.
Well,
yes.
I did record it, so I will be able to watch it again. I just hope that I didn't take away from you guys. But
hey,
anyway,
yeah.
It was still in the news or somewhere what he said. But
I may have to come watch it with you, Mary.
Okay, all right. But, I've been recording it. Because Hillary was awesome last night. She was really awesome.
Oh,
yes. It was nice last night. Yes, it was really.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the air.
Oh, God
be
bless.
Blessed.
Yes.
And tune in again next week. Invite a friend to tune in next week. And we'll be talking about, are we going to finish this alphabet, the spiritual enrichment of the alphabet. We almost finished, so we're going to go ahead and finish those alphabets and move on. And then, August, I'm going to try to get someone to speak every night of in August. We have a special guest. We're going to start working on that. So if y'all want to do something yourself, you want to do something one night, just let me know. I need a little bit of help. Because there are things that I'm working on, and sometimes it can be very tiring. But God
is able.
I'm
ready.
Yes.
So yes, he is.
Time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yes.
You all
God
too.
Yes. Miss you, love you, and keep the good work up.
All right. Thank
yes.
you, man.
Yes. It was
all right.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. Because it's
yeah.
like she is talking about Emmy and she was like talking about me.
Well,
me
we were
too.
Talking about each other.
Yeah, we talking about each other. But you know what? When you say things and then it's like going on with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
going through it. You're going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay, good night, ladies. Bye-bye.
Yes. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Good night.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.